This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Private Equity and Business Update for April 26, 2021. Here are the 8 stories we're following today. First, EMX profits jumped to $2.24 billion in the first quarter. This was basically driven by improvements in travel and hotel spending, which is a lot of EMX's profits and revenues. Overall revenue was down a bit, but overall a good move in the right direction for EMX. Second story followed by everybody. The J&J vaccine will restart immediately. The FDA and the CDC voted to stop the pause of the J&J vaccine. So that will get started almost immediately if it didn't already this weekend. Good news for vaccine in the country. Third, Intel's profits dropped 41% in the first quarter. Sales dropped a little bit, but profits went from $5.7 billion to $3.4 billion. You're basically signaling challenges and shortages in both the chip industry and Intel's own problems, staying the leader in the chip business. Fourth, Kimberly-Clark's sales dropped 8%. Big consumer products firm saw its sales move in the wrong direction. Netikim also fell about 11 to 12% to $584 million in the first quarter. Just goes to show the difficulty of being a consumer products company versus a fintech or a revenue or a technology company. It is what it is. Fifth story following, President Biden is expected to outline his tax proposal more fully to Congress this week. Here, he's been office about 100 days. The current tax rate, the highest tax rate is 37% plus 3.8%. The highest capital gains tax rate is 20% plus 3.8% plus, of course, the repaying state taxes. Under his proposals, the federal highest rate for ordinary income would raise to 39.6% plus 3.8%. And the highest rate for capital gains would go up to 39.6% plus 3.8%. A lot of discussion about the capital gains rates. There's also expectations that this will be modified before it's actually passed, when passed, if passed. The thing that people should realize is lower rates for capital gains have existed for almost all of U.S. history, modern U.S. economic history. It's viewed as important to incentivizing the growth and investment business. Of course, there's abuses of it as well. Sixth story, housing market remains on fire. Single home family sales jumped 20% in March from February, continued to do great. Next story we're following, I think number 6 or so following along, the service sector, law firms, consulting firms, services of all kinds saw record expansion this past month, a great month, showed growth to what's, you know, an index of 63.1, which the index itself may be meaningless, but it's the fastest growth in almost 15 years. A couple other stories that we're looking at is private equity assets under management reached $9 trillion this past month. That's the largest they've ever been. You know, a couple of the behemoths, Blackstone, $650 billion amount under management, about Carlyle, $250 billion under management. Obviously, a handful of other firms also with huge, huge numbers under management. But just goes to show that the growth of private market assets, private equity assets versus public market assets, just huge growth of money under management. About 2.2 to 2.5 trillion of that remains to be invested, thought of as quote unquote dry powder for investment. Thank you for listening to the Scott Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Those are our 7 to 8 stories. Amex profits jump, J&J vaccine restarting, Kimberly-Clark sales drop, President Biden's tax proposal would raise capital gains taxes to the same as ordinary income for people that make over $1 million, at least making over $1 million on their sale of their business. Home sales jumping still. Service sector seeing record expansion, Intel's revenues getting blasted, and private equity growing to astronomical rates, having $9 trillion under management. Thank you so much for listening.